Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog made the rounds on the internet in 2008, and it was an instant cult hit. It's since been released on DVD, and it actually recently just won an Emmy. Now, the Dr. Horrible story will be told on stage in Bloomington, Indiana, with a cast made up of students from across the IU community. Screenwriter, director, and IU informatics student Josh Cohen tells us more.
There's this guy, his name's Billy, and his alter ego is this wannabe supervillain named Dr. Horrible. And what he's trying to do is to join the illustrious Evil League of Evil, which is this organization of supervillains. Yet in this reality, the villains are actually the protagonists. They're like the hero. So this Billy character, while he is wanting to be evil, he's also this very kind and like generous person, versus the antagonist of the story is this person named Captain Hammer, the cocky, arrogant, you know, villain of our story.
And then there's a girl, obviously love interest.
Oh, of course, like any good story. And this girl, there's a girl named Penny who Billy, our hero, meets at a laundromat. And he falls deeply in love with this girl but doesn't have the courage to talk to her. And then, unfortunately, Penny ends up falling in love with Captain Hammer, who's his nemesis.
Oh, no.
And it creates this awkward, hilarious love triangle.
And then something catastrophic and huge happens at the end. And we won't tell our listeners now, because they have to go to the show if they don't know.
Oh, most definitely.
This was written by Joss Whedon. Some people will know that name from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Joss Whedon, and it's actually his entire family. So it was Joss Whedon, Jed Whedon, Zach Whedon. They wrote this during the writer's strike, and they were trying to show that writers and actors and every aspect of, you know, film and theater could work together and release something on the internet, which is this big controversy these days about, you know, who gets money off internet productions. So Joss Whedon funded this completely on his own, and it was just like a pet project, and he wanted to be able to be in complete control of his own work.
So now we take it from the internet, we put it on the stage. That seems like a long leap.
When I saw it, I kept thinking, you know, this could be very interesting if done as a theatrical performance, because it is this online blog, which is a musical, and it just really felt like a merging in a way. When I was watching it, I wasn't sure if I was watching some sort of stage theater that was just recorded or if I was watching a movie. It's very much a hybrid. So I was like, why don't we try then making a hybrid of our own and putting it on stage? Took me a little more than 2 months, and I wrote this script for it, and then I sent it in to Joss Whedon and his company for approval. We're one of the very few licensed adaptations of this on stage. There's been hundreds and hundreds of applicants, and they've approved now a handful, if that.
How has the casting process gone? Have you gotten a lot of people come in?
It's actually quite interesting because originally I was just expecting, you know, theater students and the people who typically audition for musicals here at IU. However, we found our auditions, we were hoping to get around, you know, maybe like 50 or 60 people to audition, and we had well over 100. And these were people from every aspect of degrees here at IU. And our lead, Kevin Phillips, he is a freshman and he is majoring in accounting. Yeah, and he just loves Dr. Horrible and he has one of the best voices I've ever heard to this day.
It's a musical. Mm-hmm. Like you said, can you sing us a couple numbers?
Well, again, I'm the director, so I'm not typically singing, but I could probably.
Should we give it a shot? Let's get a taste of the music.
The very beginning of our show begins with Billy having this daydream about the girl he loves, Penny, and he's singing to her while dancing this waltz through this laundromat. He goes, laundry day, see you there, under things tumbling. I wanna say, I love your hair. Here I go, mumbling.
Josh Cohen will probably be directing the action from behind the scenes instead of singing on stage. But you can hear the Bloomington cast of Dr. Horrible perform at the John Waldron Arts Center October 9th and 10th and the 13th through the 15th. A portion of the proceeds from ticket sales will go to charities in the Bloomington area. You can find out more by sending an email to drhorriblebtown@gmail.com.
And we'll make time stand still.